If you have your Bible, turn with us to Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31. We're going to use one verse as a diving board to dive in, amen, to the precious oracles of God. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. The Bible says, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." And I want to preach a little while tonight, and I'm probably going to be preaching on for the next few Wednesday nights, if God will be our help, on this thought and in this direction. I want to preach a little bit about theological convictions. Theological convictions, amen. We want to look at those just a little bit tonight and begin to go in a direction with a couple of different thoughts and areas. But on theological convictions, I want to look at that just a little bit. Now, what is theological convictions? Now, you know what theology is. Theos, which means God, and ology, to study of. So we see God and the study of God. And when we begin to look at Him and we begin to see Him as He is, amen, He begins to give us those convictions. The convictions that we need to build upon, the convictions that we need to stand upon in the day and hour. We're living in a messed up world. We're living in a world that has no convictions. Amen? Without convictions, we don't have no place to stand. We don't have a place to build. But when we get convictions in our hearts, amen, God begins to give us a place of a soundness in our lives. We begin to get to a place, amen, where God can show us His love and His mercy. And as we begin to look at this tonight for just a little bit, and we look at these convictions that God, the Lord God begins to show us when we begin to see Him, and we begin to see Him in a magnificent way. A conviction is nothing more than a convincing, amen, a convincing of what God would have us to see. And when we begin to see what God would have us to see, then we can do what God would have us to do. Without conviction, you can't get there. Amen. Without a Holy Ghost conviction, without conviction from God, we can't get to where we need to be. Amen. But when we begin to get that, praise God, we begin to get grounded, rooted, and headed in the right direction. Brother Noah Webster once said, the old fella, I got the 1848 edition of the dictionary, he said this, he said, "Men often sin against the conviction of their own conscience." Amen. He said, when Holy Ghost conviction comes in, when we begin to get theological conviction, godly conviction, praise God, He begins to show us the right way. And when we don't go the way God's showing us to go, then we're sinning against our own conscience. But when I read that, boy, this blessed my heart. Amen. When we sin against our own conscience, has God ever showed you that something's wrong, but you went ahead and done it anyway? Amen. Oh me. God shows us all the time. He's showing us, praise God. He's showing us all the time, praise God. There's things that's right and things that's wrong. And when we do those things that's wrong, praise God, after God's convicted us of it, then we're sinning against our own consciousness. Now, I had never thought of it that way. But that's what's taking place. But praise God, when we begin to realize there's some theological convictions, praise God, a direction and a purpose and a plan for our life in a way God wants us to go and a way that He doesn't want us to go, praise God, things begin to get clearer. In other words, what I'm trying to say tonight, contrary to the world that we live in, there's a right way and there's a wrong way. Amen? And God don't paint no gray pictures. God is a God of black and white. Praise God. He puts it down to where we can see it, Brother Dean. He shows us what's right and He tells us what's wrong. Praise God. And He helps us to do that. That's pleasing to Him. Amen. Amen. And He does it through convictions. But till we get some convictions and we begin to realize exactly what God wants to for our lives, for me and for you, praise God, we don't have nothing to build upon. But when we begin to get those convictions, amen, God begins to show us, and we begin to move on that God showed us. Then we begin to get in line with God. I mean, I want to say, praise God, that's a better place to be. A lot of folks I've heard of folks right here in this church. I said, you know, when I was growing up and mom and daddy drug us to church and we used to kind of resent it and, you know, you'd be playing ball and they'd come get you and pull you off the court or pull you out of the field and say, hey, you got to go, we got to go, it's time for church. But praise be to God. They look up now and they say, boy, I'm glad that they did. Amen. I'm glad for what I had. I'm glad for a stand. I'm glad for some good Holy Ghost convictions. Amen. Praise God, come Wednesday night. Praise God, it don't matter if the ball game's in the final rounds. Praise God, it's time to go to the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad? I'm going to have to go. Hurry, I'll never get through this. Amen. But Holy Ghost convictions. Convictions that stir your heart and give you direction. Amen. And tonight I want to start with on theological convictions. I want to look at the first one. And the first one that I want to look at is God's love toward mankind. God's love toward mankind. You know God loves you tonight. Amen. Amen. That's a given. God loves you. And you and you and you and you and you and you. God loves you tonight. Amen. With a godly love. Hey, he's got the can't help it for you. Amen. Praise God. Hey, there ain't probably nobody in this world ever had the can't help it for you. But God, amen, he can't help but love you. Amen. God loves you. Well, that's big, ain't it? How do you know? Because he said he did. Amen. Hey, you know why he says he did? Because God is love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, the Bible tells us that's God's character trait, that God is love. He loves you, he loves me, he loves everyone in this world. He sent his only begotten Son for whosoever would. Amen. In John chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him who? The Son, Jesus. Whosoever believeth in you. Maybe you've not ever heard this before. But God sent his Son Jesus, amen, to die for your old sins. Your old sinfulness. God did that. Why? Because he loved you. For God so loved you. Amen? We ought to put our name there. For God so loved Eddie. Glory to God that he sent his only begotten Son. Amen. Praise the Lord. For God so loved Brother Rex. And he sent his own, glory to God, his only begotten Son. Hey, I feel honored just to be in your presence. Glory to God. Amen. Know that God sent it just for you, brother. Amen. Why? Because you're my brothers in Christ, praise God. You've recognized God sent somebody for you. Amen. That's how we get in. When we realize God sent somebody for us. Praise the Lord. That's getting good, ain't it? Amen. For God so loved. How much did he love you? So much he sent somebody for you. Individually. Amen. If you was the only person in this world, God the Son would have died for you. God the Father would have sent his Son to die for you. Amen. So whosoever believeth in him, Jesus, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. He said, hey, listen, he loved you so much that he's going to keep you from perishing. Amen. He's going to give you, he's going to keep, pull you out of the perishing state and put you in a state of hope and a state of health and a state of happiness and joy and peace. Praise God. For the remainder of your day, if you'll let him. Amen. Glory to God, with salvation and everlasting life comes some big hopes, some great promises. Amen. He says he gives you, he said you have everlasting life. Amen. Holy Ghost convictions. God loves you. Convictions. Amen. That God loves you enough to send the best for you. To give his only begotten Son for you. Amen. I didn't deserve that. Amen. I didn't deserve nothing but hell. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was talking to a fellow today. I passed him in the parking lot. He was loading a truck. Another preacher. He was loading a truck. And I was going the other way. And me and his truck. And we passed him. I said, praise the Lord, brother. How you doing? He said, still blessed. He said, better than I deserve. I said, praise God. Hey, we deserve the blessing. God, we accepted the blesser. Amen. Praise God. Some people say, well, you get what you deserve. Yeah, we do. Well, hey, praise God. We deserve the blessings today. Amen. We ain't done nothing to earn them. But praise God, we accept the one that has. Amen. When we accept the one that, praise God, that bestows the blessings. Amen. Hey, we're worthy of them because of him that gives them. Amen. Because he loves us so much that he wants to give us blessing and encouragement and help along the way. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm serving a Savior like it. I'm glad I don't serve Muhammad. Or somewhere you said, hey, you know, if you live in jihad and you go out and kill a bunch of people that they call infidels, and you know, one of these days you're going to get to go off into heaven, you're going to get all these virgins. Amen. Hey, I ain't got no need or desire. Amen. For not none of that mess. But praise be to God. I'm glad I got a God that loves me and He's given me blessings on purpose. And one glorious day I have the blessed hope that I'm going to be with Him forevermore. Amen. He said that He shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So we got to ask this question. Question number one: Will God love you forever? Will God love you forever? See, Holy Ghost convictions. Amen. We need Holy Ghost convictions. Tells us and lets us know that God will love us forever. Amen. Hey, you mean if I mess up, God's still going to love me? You mean if you do something wrong, Brother Eddie, you think those thoughts or you do things or say things that's not right, God's still going to love you? You mean God's still going to love you, Brother Rex, even though you don't always do right? You mean He may not just quit loving you because of something you do? You mean God's that gracious and that great that He could love you even when you mess up? Amen. Amen. Oh, if we could only be so gracious. Amen. If we ain't very careful, right, God, first time we mess up, somebody has to chunk us off. They say, I will not do you no more. I'm done with you, buddy. You messed up. I seen you. I'm gonna say something. If you keep your focus, your eyes on men, and you can't, you're counting on them. Praise God to help you stay straight. Well, you ain't gonna stay straight long. Amen. Amen. I talked to a fellow the other day. Praise God. If you look at me long enough, you're gonna see me mess up. Amen. I do my best not to. I do my best with the help of the Lord every day. I say, Lord, help me to do right today. Amen. To be better than what I was yesterday. Amen. But praise God, I still do things sometimes that I shouldn't do. Amen. Not that I ain't bragging about it. I'm just saying it's a fact. We all apt to sin. We all apt to come short. But God is gracious, praise God, enough in His mercy that He bestows upon us, that He don't chunk us out, He don't forget about us, He don't cast us aside. Because He loves us. And because He loves us, you know what He does? He offers us mercy. Amen. He bestows upon us mercy. Look at the 136th Psalm. 136th Psalm. Verse 1, the Bible says, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Lord God, Jehovah. He said, give thanks unto the Lord. For He is good. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. I like that. Amen. Because God is good, praise God. His mercy endureth forever. Because God is love, praise God. Because He loves you, He loves me. His mercy endures forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 2, He says, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, to the God of gods. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Not only His Lord God, Jehovah, but praise God, He's the God of all gods. He's the supreme God. Amen. He's the only true and living God. And yet His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Can God get mad at you? Can God cast you off? Will God not love you forever? He will love you with an everlasting love. Amen. Verse 3. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. Amen. The Lord God of God, the Lord of lords, praise God, He loves you forever. And His mercy, praise God, that love bestowed, amen, praise God, is continual forever. Amen. Amen. You just thought you knew who God was. Amen. Praise God, we get a hold of this and realize that, hey man, it ain't about us. It's about Him. It's about who He is. It's about His character. Amen. He's the one that's keeping us. Amen. Verse 4. He said, To Him who alone doth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. When you get down and the devil beats you up and he says, Hey, listen, you might as well just give it up. Just throw in the towel. It ain't what, hey, you're not going to come out. You just say, Hey, wait a minute. He does great wonders and His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Praise Him. Hey, glory to God tonight. Ain't you glad His mercy endures forever? You know what that means? That means God's love doesn't stop. Amen. God is love, is love, is love, is love. Amen. Just continue His love. There's nowhere that stops. It doesn't run out. Ain't you glad that, Jesse? Ain't you glad His love don't ever run out? His mercy endureth forever. Because that mercy is that love in action. Amen. Oh, I would to God we could learn that. Amen. I would we could love God and love our neighbor, praise God, like Jesus says to. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he goes on, the psalmist goes on all the way through chapter 136 Psalm. And he gets down to the very last verse in verse 26. Every verse ends in, "For His mercy endureth forever." But in the 26th verse, he said, "Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever." Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, you know what he did? He took it from God, Jehovah, took it all the way full circle, praise God, all the way through our lives, through our actions and reactions, and God's love to us, and brought it back home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why did he do it? Because his mercy endureth forever. Amen. He loves us. Can God quit loving us? Will God love you forever? You can look at the devil between Beak and Bill with an ear quiver. Yes, sir, he will. He will always love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Why will God love you forever? Because His mercy endureth forever. Don't forget it. Amen. Why does God love you? Why will God always love you? Amen. Praise the Lord. He will love you and show you forever. Amen. Praise God. Only way He won't show you is if you don't let Him. If you let Him, praise God, He'll show you mercy, praise God, from now on. He'll help you, praise God, never ask for your life. And when you get cold and indifferent on Him, praise God, He'll love you the more. Amen. You go back to Him. He's that Heavenly Father who runs out to embrace you with a kiss. Amen. He don't buffet you and beat you down, does He, Brother X? But He takes you in Him big old loving arm and pulls you up to Him. Amen. Glory be to God. Loves you up in them arms and says, "Son, it's so good to see you. I've missed you so much. I love you. I care for you. My mercy, it endures forever." Bless His holy name. Amen. So if we realize it, God loves you forever. He won't ever quit loving you because His mercy endures forever. What does this love and mercy show? What does this love and mercy show to me and you? It shows that we ought to have a relationship with Him. Amen? In John chapter 15. John chapter 15 and verse 12. The Bible says this. It said, "This is my commandment." Now this is in red writing. Jesus is talking. He said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And His mercy endureth forever." Amen. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, and His mercy endureth forever." Amen. And Jesus said here in verse 12, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, and His mercy endureth forever." Amen. Have you got it yet? Amen. To show it, to have love and to show love, you have to show mercy. Amen. "And His mercy endureth forever." Verse 13 said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. And His mercy endureth forever." Amen. Verse 15, he said, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth." But now listen to this. "But I have called you friends, for all things I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." Because His mercy endureth forever. And He wants us to know, praise God, and have a relationship and be a friend to God. Do you realize in the beginning God created Adam and Eve, put them in the garden because He wanted friendship, He wanted companionship, He wanted somebody to worship and magnify Him and to love Him like He loved them. That's why God created us. Amen. To be a friend of Jesus. Oh, that we could be a friend to Jesus. Because He was a friend to us. Hey, He hasn't withheld nothing from us. Amen. He's revealed all to us from the Father. He said, all that the Father's given me, I've given to you. He said, I haven't held nothing back. Amen. Why? Because He loves us. God loves mankind. Amen. Because His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. So why should God love us this way? It's a new intimate relationship that we enter into. Amen? A new intimate relationship. Do you realize, praise God, when you get saved, you give yourself, when you surrender your life to the Lord, you begin a new intimate relationship. It ought to be an intimate relationship, an endearing relationship. Go back to where we started, Jeremiah chapter 31, and go back one to the Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. Now note, I want you to see this new intimacy that God's given us. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. A lot of times I think we get messed up because we can't remember or we choose to forget that God sees all that's going on. God knows what we need. God knows what we're thinking before we ask. Amen. He knows what we have need of. Jesus said, the Lord knows what you have need of. Amen. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, the Bible says this. Now, I'm talking about this new intimacy we have with God because of His love. In verse 11, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Now, you think about that a minute. God. Now, this is God speaking. And He says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Now, He's speaking to individuals. He said, I know what I'm thinking about you. Amen? I don't know if you... That just rings a bell down my soul. To think it, God of glory, I mean, He that sits upon the throne of glory is thinking about me. And He's thinking about you. You know, in other words, God's pondering things. He's pondering you. So isn't that what it means to think? Amen. To ponder? God's pondering us. He's thinking about, because His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Amen. He's thinking on us. He's thinking about us. Then He goes on. He says, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Now listen to this. I read this the other night, going out there in the study, and I about had me a spell. Amen? I feared I'd take me a lap, but Teresa said, call the dog pound or something. But I got to reading this, boy, I tell you, he said, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Do you realize, praise God, what God's saying there? He said, I've already considered you. I've already thought about you. I've already programmed your life, and I've got an expected end for you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God knows the end before the beginning. He said, hey, I've thought about you, Jesse, and I've already figured out your expected end. I know where you're going to end. I know I've done planned where you're going to end up. Amen. You know where that's at? That's the portals of glory. Amen. Around the throne of grace. Amen. Shouting hallelujahs to the Lamb. Amen. That's what God's expecting for us. Why? Because His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Because He loves us so much that He shows that love. You say, well, how do you get that out of that, preacher? Look at verse 12. He said, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Because His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Because that great love He has for us. He said, hey, listen. He said, I'm going to show you. He said, I'm thinking about you. He said, I've got an expected end for you. He said, I'm planning you. I'm playing this thing out. I'm giving you direction. You're seeking the counsel of God. Amen. When you seek counsel of God, you can't help but seek God Himself. Amen. I tell you what, we ever get in our mind where we're seeking God Himself. We get past this little junk of the world that keeps our focus distracted. And we get to seeking God Himself. We'll begin to see some things. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Amen. So we see here the Bible's telling us that we can have this new intimacy with God because that's what His plan is for us. God's planned an intimate relationship with Himself, with you, to just love on you and care for you, praise God, as God does. Amen? When God begins to have that intimate relationship with you, because He thinks on you, He ponders on you, He studies you, He knows what you need, praise God, and He meets that need because His mercy endures forever. He cares for you. And that love, praise God, it just keeps coming out. You think about your life. You think about your life and the things that you've done in your life that you know was displeasing to God. You know that it broke His heart. Why? Because your conviction told you, the conscience told you, and you sinned against your own conscience, and you continued in your willful sin. Amen. But yet God loves you, and His mercy endures. He just kept loving you, anyway. If we could only be so gracious. But you know what? When the first time when somebody messed up, we just, you know, we're done with them. Well, they ought to know better than that. I ain't fool with them no more. Huh? Amen? I'm glad I'm not God. Amen? I'm glad we're not God. There's a lot of folks, we done wrote them off. But praise God, His mercy endures forever. He knows the end. He knows the end result that He's wanting. And He strives for that result. Amen? Why? Because He loves us and He gives us that intimate relation. Amen? Why does He do it? Because God loves you. Amen? Because God loves you individually. That's why He does it. And because He loves you, He's got a wonderful plan for you and He's got a purpose for every man, woman, and child. God's got a purpose for you. Why? Because mercy endures forever. He loves you and He wants to show you that love. So He's got a plan for you to follow in the footsteps of Christ. In other words, He's got a plan, praise God, to show you His love. Amen. And when He shows you love, when you realize that love, praise God, something comes out of you. You can't recognize the love of God in it and stay the way that you were. You're going to be changed. Amen. So God begins to make those changes and He makes them in us. Amen. In Romans chapter 8 and 28, Paul's talking to the Romans and he begins to give us some instructions. He begins to give us some blessed hope. In Romans 8:28, the Bible says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." Amen? What a text. But when you really break it down and you really get into begin to look into it and realize that love of God that's manifest to me and you, you know, he's saying here that, and we know. Now, to know means to perceive in the mind, right? To get a hold of it. Amen? Not to just have it spoken, you know, and it just kind of float through one ear and out the other. But he said that we know. He said we perceive. We get a hold of it. In other words, as old fellas, you say, we get it. Amen? We get it. He said, and we know or we perceive that all things, that's the whole. That's everything. Amen? Everything that God has to do with. The whole of it all. Amen. He said, and we know that all things work together. Now, that work together means to cooperate. Amen? It means to cooperate together. So he said, when we begin to perceive in our mind, and we begin to realize that the whole thing is working together, it's cooperating, for good. Now, you know what that word good means? Amen. It means good. Amen. It means good. He said, that's right and just. That's good. That's what it means. See, so for we, he said, so when we begin to perceive and we begin that the whole thing is working together, it's cooperating, praise God, for good. But now then we got to figure out who it's working for good to. He's saying it works together for good to them. Them who? To me and you. Those born again believers, those that trust in the precious Lamb of God. To them that love God. Now that means not to say, well, I love God. But it's to have much love for God. It's that reciprocating love that He shows to us and we show it back. Amen. You know, the Bible says if we love the Lord and we're following the Lord and we're doing things that's right, praise God, and we love Him with our heart, that we won't be ashamed of Him. We'll keep His command, but we won't be ashamed because He said if we're ashamed of Him, He'll be ashamed of us before the Father. Amen. But He said if we love Him, praise God, we'll show that love unashamedly. Praise God. See, I think a lot of times, I don't know if we really love the Lord or not. Because if we ain't careful, we're ashamed to show that love. To tell some old sinner, you know, the Lord loves you and I love you too. Amen. I'd like to see you saved. But Paul says, hey, listen, he said, if we begin to hear and perceive and realize that this is all working together for good of them that love God, that have much love for Him. He says, to him who are called, amen, according to His purpose. Now he's talking about those that's called. Those are that Jesus said are invited because of the calling of the Father. He said, those that the Father's given me, He said, I've not lost any. Amen. Those that's been invited into the family of God and have accepted the invitation. You say, well, preacher, how do we know we've been invited? Praise God. Because the Holy Ghost, God dealt with your heart and Holy Ghost conviction showed you as a sinner and in need of a Savior. Amen. And you bowed your head at an old-fashioned altar and you said, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner. Save me. Come in my heart. And you made Him the Lord of your life. Amen. So He said it was according to His purpose. Now that purpose, that's something that's set forth. Amen. That's something that's something that shows intentions. Do you know God's got some intentions towards us? Amen. It's kind of like that when you're dating, you know, and you start that courting relationship, and you go up there to the door of this house and you knock on the door and this girl's big old daddy comes out there, yeah, and he's got that rod, he's cleaning his shotgun. He said, I've been there too. And he says, can I help you, boy? Amen. And you say, never mind, sir. He said, boy, what's your intentions? Amen. Sir, well, I'd like to date your daughter, sir. Amen. See, he's wanting to, what's your intentions? What do you intend? How do you intend this relationship to go? Amen. Well, see, hey, he said, what are you looking for an end result? What kind of mannerisms are you going to show, praise God, to get you to where your intentions are? Amen. What Paul said, he said, hey, listen, that God has made a plan and a purpose and it's cooperating together for good to every one of us who are called or invited, amen, because of the intentions that God has for us. The direction, the plan that He has for our lives. Amen. The intention, praise God. The purpose that He called us. The purpose that He brought us out. Amen. He didn't bring us out to destroy us and beat us. See, we've got this wrong impression of God. God loves us. God chastens us. Because without chastening, you're bastards and not sons. Amen. You're illegitimate. You don't belong to God. But praise God, hey, listen, if He chastens you because He loves you, He cares for you. And He wants you to do right. He is helping you to do right. Amen. He did come to the devil. The Bible says the devil come to steal and to kill and destroy. But in that same verse in John 10:10, Jesus said this. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus said, I came, praise God, to minister love. And I pray, I came to pass out that love so that you can have life and have it in an abundant fashion. Amen. Why? Because the love of God, because His mercy endureth forever. Amen. And because it does, praise God, He begins to give us this abundant life. He said you might have it more abundantly. Now that means a super abundant amount of life. So what He's saying here, and I'm going to close. I know the little ones, I know you're getting restless. Little ones are okay, but the adults ain't. He's saying here, I'm going to give you a super abundant. He said, if you want it, He said, I come to give you a super abundant amount of life. Amen. In other words, what He's saying here, He said, if you'll give me preeminence in your life, amen, because I love you so much, if you'll reciprocate that love, He said, I'll give you a super abundant. And He said, hey, praise God, I'll give you a preeminent amount of life. What He said is, I love you so much. God says, I love mankind so much. Now I'm bringing this full circle. He said, I love mankind so much that I'm going to give you an abundant life, praise God, that's preeminent over everything else. A life that's preeminent, full. Amen. Full of joy, full of hope, full of peace. Whatever we need. Amen. God says, if you'll just totally put your trust in me, lean upon me. Amen. Love me like I love you. Because I love you with a godly love. He said, if you'll do that, say, make me preeminent in your life. Super abundant, praise God, a blessing will be upon you. Super abundant life. More abundant than you've ever known before. I don't know about you, but I want an abundant life. Amen. Amen. I want a preeminent life with Christ. I want to be Christ. Hey, this thing is fleeting. I was talking to a fellow the other day. Talking about when I was 16. Well, I was 15 and a half. And I couldn't wait till the day I could go get my learner's permit and start driving. I mean, I was just all about that. That's all I thought of. Amen. Oh, I thought, man, when I get them license. Amen. And then I got my permit. No, wait a minute. I don't think I ever had a permit. Amen. I think I just went and got my license. And I got them things, and boy, I thought, man, I'm something now. And I told him, I was talking to a fellow that I think it was Monday, and I said, you know what? I got them license. I couldn't wait to get 16. I got my license. I turned 16, got my license, and I looked up, and I was 40 years old. Amen. And I said, what happened to all them years? Amen. They're gone. They're fleeting. This life is fleeting. It's just a vapor. Like the dew on the grass when the sun comes up. It's gone, man, in just a hurry. But praise God, he said, listen, he said, that love of God will never vanish. That love of God will be there throughout all eternity, world without end. You know why? Because it ain't going to end. Now, for this old wicked world it is, amen, for the wicked of the world, it's going to end. Amen. It's going to be, they're going to be end up in eternal torment. But for a child of God, our day, we're only just beginning. And that when we settle it in our heart and our mind that God loves us and that we're going to reciprocate that love, we're going to give back as much as we get, and we're going to make God, the Lord Jesus Christ, preeminent in our life. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. And we're going to have that love that He had for me and you. And we're going to show that love that He had for me and you because His mercy endureth forever. Amen. And He's going to help us all the way. And we're going to give Him preeminence. Make Him first. And He said He's going to give us, Jesus said, not Paul, Jesus said, that He's going to give us that we might have that life more abundantly. Amen. A super abundant amount of life. How much life would you like to have? A lot. Amen. I want a lot of life, don't you? But I want a lot of life in Christ Jesus. I want Jesus to have preeminence. I want to just praise Him and magnify Him. I'm telling you what. Since I got a hold of Psalms 118:24, I ain't had a bad day yet. Amen. I refuse. I told them at work the other day, amen, as some of them was a mumbling and complaining, and I said, I tell you what, you mumbling and complaining, but I ain't having a bad day. I said, this is a good day. Amen. Because God's made it. Amen. And I will rejoice in it. Amen. I will rejoice and be glad of it. Amen. Because God's made it. He gave it to me. Well, you know what I've got, brother? I've got a super abundance amount of life. And praise God, if I've got a super abundant, amen, a preeminent amount of life, why should I be downtrodden? Amen? Let those that don't have what I got be miserable. Amen? But I'm going to rejoice in the Lord because He is good. Amen? And His mercy endureth forever.